In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, in verses 10 and 12, we have these interesting phrases that say, "Not I, but the Lord," and then, "I, not the Lord." What does Paul mean by these phrases? Does he mean that one is authoritative and the other one is not authoritative? I don't think that's what he means. What he means is that in verse 10, you can find Jesus saying the same thing in the Gospels as he, Paul, says about marriage. But that in verse 12, you can't find Jesus speaking to the issue that he is about to address. But this doesn't remove authority from Paul's words. Remember, all of God's word is inspired and authoritative, not just the red letters. So the situation that Paul is now addressing is if two people have married and then one of them converts to Christianity, what should they do? Should they divorce the unbelieving spouse? Is their marriage considered unclean? Are their children considered unclean? To that situation, Paul says that the believer should not seek out a divorce, to stay married. If the unbeliever agrees to stay married, then don't change a thing. By staying married, you are putting that spouse and your children in closer proximity to the gospel, to see it daily, to hear it daily, to experience it daily. That's what Paul means by a spouse being made holy. He's not saying that the unbelieving spouse is saved because they are now married to a believer, but he is saying holiness and sanctification are brought nearer to them. But if the unbeliever can't stand it, can't stand living with and being married to a believer, and decides to divorce the believing spouse, then let it be. That believing spouse is not bound any longer to that other unbelieving spouse. They are, in the way that I interpret this, free to remarry. But once again, I want you to notice that dramatic change that is taking place. Paul does not have in mind a spouse consenting to an occasional Bible study by the believing spouse. The spouse is not consenting to a new hobby. Paul is anticipating a true transformation, a radical change that would be so convicting, but also so full of love and mercy and forgiveness and patience and goodness that the unbelieving partner would say, "You're just not the same person I once married, and I can't take this any longer." That is a dramatic change. And it doesn't quite make sense to us that someone would be opposed to that kind of mercy and love and goodness. But that's what comes with the gospel. That hostility does come, and we have to be ready for that. But Christ is worth it. Today when you pray, please pray for Pablo Muñez and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Chile. And also remember the Afrikaans LifeWord broadcast that's heard in South Africa.